Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 3rd to 23rd in communities across Canada. La Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series, January through March of 2016. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
Did you know that Victoria, British Columbia has a thriving and diverse French-speaking community? Other than Quebec and Ontario, British Columbia is the Canadian province with the most French speakers. There are almost 300,000 people well-versed in conversational French in British Columbia. Though, of that 300,000, only about 70,000 have French as their first language. In 2011, only 9,000 out of those 70,000 Francophones were actually born in this province. I am one of those people. My name is Cluani Buzereve, and I am bilingual. My Anglophone father from Ottawa and my Francophone mother from North Bay, Ontario, moved to the west coast of Canada right before I was born. I grew up learning French and English concurrently and attending Francophone schools from kindergarten to grade 12. I moved to Victoria from Vancouver when I was 9 years old and began attending school at L'École Victor Brodeur in Esquimalt. I studied with students from Morocco, France, Belgium, Haiti, Algeria, Congo, and Senegal. New classmates came and went when their military parents were posted in the Canadian Forces base in Esquimalt. Some had parents who worked for the provincial government, where bilingualism was an asset. Many came from Quebec and French-speaking Ontario, and some came all the way from the East Coast in New Brunswick with their Acadian accents. And one or two, like me, were born in British Columbia to French-speaking parents. Coming out of high school, I realized that not everyone in my city knew about the richness and diversity of our small but mighty Francophone community. I decided to sit down with three Victoria-based Francophones to ask them about their heritage, identity, and community. First, we will hear from Linda Bédouche, who came from France and now works for the Ministry of Education. Next, we will hear from Denise Gagnon-Brenter, originally from Quebec, who has been in Victoria and working at L'École Victor Brodeur since 1984. Lastly, Sébastien Vincent from Haiti will speak to his experience of landing in Victoria's Francophone community with his parents and four brothers. Linda Bédouche is in her early 30s and has been living in British Columbia for 7 years. She was born and raised in France, and both her parents are from North Africa. She's now the director of the branch of French programs at the Ministry of Education, where her role is to support and promote education in French in the province.
My name is Linda Bédouche, and I'm a Francophone living in Victoria, British Columbia, and the way I would define my Francophone identity is maybe starting with saying that I'm from France, but my identity has been very influenced by my experience here in British Columbia and all the interactions that I've had, not only with other Francophones from all around the world, especially Canada, but also all the Anglophone people I've met, because I think it's also in comparison that we define ourselves. It's a complex mix of culture from France, from British Columbia, and from Francophone communities in Canada, and I think that what makes it very rich. I came to British Columbia about seven or eight years ago. There was a partnership between my university in France and Simon Fraser University in Vancouver. Then I became a high school teacher in Vancouver. And after that, I started working for the Ministry of Education a little bit, and then I got a job at the Ministry of Education, so that's why I had to move to Victoria. And I had actually never been to Victoria before moving here, so I wasn't sure what to expect, but it's a great place. And right now, I've been living in Victoria for about 3 years. I worked in education in French, so I got to keep my French in my, French is my work language as well as home language and first language. I grew up in France, so obviously in a majority context, and yeah, so French came naturally with my family and then at school, and at home it was always in French. My father was born in Algeria, and my mother was born in Tunisia, so they're both from North Africa. I think culture is present in the way we approach things or life or perceptions, because I really think that language, it, like the way we speak is a reflection of who we are, and our culture, I think, influences the way we see the world and so the way we express ourselves.
I asked Linda if she had ever experienced tensions in the different Francophone communities that she had belonged to.
I lived it in my experience through a little bit of a cultural shock when I came to British Columbia, because I had never been to Canada before. And yeah, it's hard to really put words on that because it's very abstract, but I think that I was, you know, I learned to see the world differently. And then when I came to Canada, it really opened kind of my mind because people were behaving differently, or even, you know, like French is my first language, but at the same time, there are some words that are different from, you know, the French we speak in France and some French in Quebec or in, I don't know, in Ontario. I think every culture is unique, or all cultures, I would say, are unique. But at the same time, because we share a language, we have something in common, and we have some part of our history usually in common, you know, whether it's through la colonisation or even, you know, like literature we share through the language as well. So I think there are some commonalities, but at the same time, it's everybody's unique, right, by definition. And I think we're all kind of a medium for culture as individuals. And I have to say that when I was living in France, French was kind of a given because it's the majority language, you know, like I didn't even ask myself questions about my Francophone identity or the fact that I was able to speak French on a daily basis. And then when I moved to British Columbia and I started working in French, and like Francophone environments, but in a minority context this time, it was very interesting for me to see how other Francophones, like Canadian people, were really working very hard to ensure that, you know, they had access to services in French and that their French was acknowledged and that, you know, they were promoting French. And I thought it was very interesting because I had never thought about this way, because again, for me, it was just a given. And that's when I became like very impressed by those people who were really, you know, working very hard to maintain the status of French in a minority context. And I thought it was really beautiful, actually, to see how people were involved in their communities and how they were working very hard and promoting their cultures or sharing it and trying to also be open about it. So I think it's amazing. I questioned myself at some point when, right after I came to Vancouver, because I started teaching in a high school, and in immersion, and then in the Francophone school district. And when I met some parents, some were like, "Oh, you're from France. Oh, you speak the real French." And that was kind of an interesting comment for me because I had never thought about it this way. And then I felt also some tensions from, you know, people in my community, or, you know, not even at work really, but in my environment, let's say, who were saying, "Huh, well, you know, so you French people are coming from France," and, you know, so there was that kind of a little bit of tension when that forces me to really question myself and say, okay, what is really my French? Is that French from France? But at the same time, I had been in Canada for a little while, so I was starting to, you know, borrow some French from Quebec to make myself understood, and my accent changed. So now one thing that is really interesting is when I speak French in Victoria, people say, "Oh, you're from France." And when I go back to France, people say, "Oh, you sound like a Quebecois." So it's like I don't have an identity anymore. Like I'm in between of those two things. And yeah, and it's interesting to see also that there are some tensions, you know, sometimes between Francophone communities. I think the fact that there are different varieties of French, that we all have our own cultures and that we have different communities, that's what makes it rich. And so I don't think we should really aim at that little, you know, like pseudo perfect French that doesn't really exist. One thing that I would think would be important to say to all the people who are listening to us in English is that there is a very dynamic Francophone and Francophile community here in Victoria, and it's worth it, you know, trying to have a look at it and discover more things about it. And you don't have to speak French to feel included in that, because it's always, you know, it's always about welcoming people and showing, you know, the richness of a culture, a language, and people might not know like that. It's a dynamic community here, and it's a very diverse community as well. There is a BC Francophone identity or Francophile identity that's being created right now, and I think it's very interesting because I really feel that we're starting to create that identity. So it's not just people from Quebec or from France, but it's also people from here who have been, you know, living or raised or educated partly or completely in French, who will help define that identity. So I really look forward to see what it's going to look like in a few years and how those people who have been raised in BC in French will define themselves or see themselves.
You just heard from Linda Bédouche. Next, I sat down with Denise Gagnon-Brenter. Denise is originally from Quebec. She has been working at Victoria's Francophone School, L'École Victor Bradard, since 1984. She is the former president of the Société Francophone de Victoria and is currently the president of the traditional folk dance troupe, Les Cornouillers, and of the Foundation des Francophones de la Colombie-Britannique.
My name is Denise Gagnon-Brenter, and I've lived in Victoria for a long time, since 1984. I was born in Arvida, Quebec. I'm number 9 of a family of 11 children, and we just spoke French. I wanted my children to be able to speak in the language of their grandparents, which is French. And my 3 daughters are bilingual, so are all my grandchildren. And that's 7 of them. First of all, I was a member of the Francophone Society, Société Francophone de Victoria, and then I ended up being the president for 2 years. And I'm also the president of the dancing group, Les Cornouillers. We do like French-Canadian dancing, jig. We have a great time. Also, I'm the president of the Fondation des Francophones de la Colombie-Britannique. That's an organization that was formed about 17 years ago. In fact, this year is the 25th year. And they started back because it was the 50th anniversary of the Francophone Society. So they wanted to be part of a show. And what we do dancing and jig, and it's all done in French. So we've done wonderful things. We even went to Senegal.
In March of 2013, Denise and her traditional dance troupe, Les Cornouillers, journeyed to French-speaking Senegal in northwestern Africa with a group of Francophone high school students from all around BC. Upon arrival, Les Cornouillers shared their dance and music at a number of schools and orphanages, and in turn had traditional Senegalese music and dance shown to them.
It was a great experience. Imagine dancing at 42 degrees in the sand. It was really fun. And to show them how to jig and how to, to hold hands, and they loved it. So it was a really wonderful experience. I think the fascinating thing was when the little guys in the schools were dancing with us. The look on their faces was priceless. And that was a wonderful memory. But you know what? We have a great time. Simple as that. And that's part of the French culture, to have fun.
Denise's family heritage has ties to France.
I took my daughters to France, where both families came from. And there was a museum called La Gagnonnerie, from the name Gagnon. And it was really, really interesting. There were 3 brothers that came from a port on the east side. And from there, these 3 brothers, all the Gagnon came from. And it was fun because we went and had lunch in a little, it was like a little dépanneur, a little place. And we bought croton. And my daughter said, "Mammy, they're just like grandmama's croton." It really touched you, you know. So they say, "Hey, that's where we come from."
Creton is a traditional French-Canadian pork spread containing onions and spices that is often spread on toast for breakfast. Traditional foods are a big part of Denise's Francophone identity, as is supporting access to school in French. Denise is the former principal of Victoria's only Francophone school, L'École Victor Bradard, where she currently works supporting students with special needs.
It's really important to, like, to me, to have my French roots, my Francophone education. And I also believe in Francophone education for the students who come to the school. And now we have about 715 students at the school. And it's really important. But then we also have to think that we live in BC and there's a lot of English. So if you get a mixture of both, I think it's really good. And you can't ignore the fact that if you chose to live here in BC, you're bound to have English, you know, things. I have had a Francophone education, but I also went to university in English. So that makes a good collision, I would say, but not a positive, if you could say that, a merger. I'm very proud of Canada being bilingual. And two languages is nothing. I just look at some of the children who come to our school. Some of them, French is the third language, and some of them speak three, four, five languages, and to them, it's just a natural thing. And I think languages opened up your view of the world. It enriches everything and everyone. And then, you know, they talk and you listen, that's an interesting point of view. And when you put all these point of views together, you create a wonderful mixture.
I asked Denise what living her Francophone culture looks like in the day-to-day.
For me, well, I work in French. It's all in French. And speaking French to my family is really, it's number one priority. And reading in French, I speak French. And when people speak English to me, I speak English. It's just part of life now.
I asked Denise how she came to be in Victoria.
It's actually a sad story, but I'll tell you. We were in Cold Lake, Alberta, my husband, my three daughters, and I. And my husband was a jet pilot, and he was teaching a student how to land. And the student pulled the trigger too fast, and he died. He crashed. So at that point, my daughters were 4, 6, and 8 years old. And I stayed a couple of years back in Cold Lake. I decided to come to Victoria because I was offered a job. And it's interesting because the principal then, Madame Johansson, said that I could have 1 year, but she could not guarantee me the second year. And it turned out that we moved off the base onto a bigger school, which is now L'École Bradard. And the population of the students doubled. So I had a job the next year, and I've been there since then. And the rest is history. And my daughters feel that Victoria is their home. But I like the atmosphere. And in fact, I tried to move back to Montreal in 2007. And I had to come back because I missed the air. It's so pure here. It smells so good. And we don't realize it when we're there every day. But leave it for a couple of years and come back and you're really going to appreciate it as much as I do. Every day I just smell the air.
My last question for Denise was, what would you like for Anglophones to know about our Francophone community here in Victoria?
I would like them to know that we're a lot of fun. And fun is very important in our life, as you can well imagine. And that Canada is a bilingual country. So we have as much a place here in Victoria as everyone else does. So that's really interesting. And we really have to gather together and make everybody feel welcome. Not say, oh, they're French, they're this. No, we're a population together. And I think we've come to that nowadays. I hope we have.
You just heard from Denise Gagnon-Brenter. Our last interview is with Sébastien Vincent. Sébastien is originally from Haiti and speaks French, Creole, English, and some Spanish. He is the eldest of five brothers who all attended L'École Victor Bradard, the same school that Denise Gagnon-Brenter, our last interviewee, works at. Sébastien is a tennis instructor and pharmacy technician.
My name is Sébastien. I'd say that my French-speaking identity certainly comes from, you know, my Haitian background. since I grew up there and grew up speaking French, grew up learning French in school, speaking it to teachers, reading books in French. Currently, since I'm living in British Columbia, there's not as many opportunities to keep my French going and to practice, but I make an effort, definitely. I try to watch a lot of films in French, try to watch a lot of French films. I try to do some reading in French. It's an ongoing learning process because I'm always learning new things. And even though I speak French fluently, I'll always be surprised by things I'll hear coming from other Francophones from different parts. You know, they'll have certain slang that I've never heard, and it always fascinates me what words they use to express themselves. I'm always fascinated to hear it and to learn more, so I'm never really bored. Definitely, I'm always growing and learning. I grew up in Haiti, so French is one of the two official languages in Haiti. The funny thing about Haiti, we have two official languages, it's French and Creole. And at school, when you study at school, you have to learn to read and write in French. But when you go more on a street level and you speak to people in the street markets and, you know, walking down the street, everybody is mostly speaking Creole. Though, all those people on the street, pretty much, they all understand French. But it would be... A Haitian would know that it would be strange to address people on the street in French. You'd just speak Creole to them. So that's kind of an interesting dynamic in Haiti. And also at home, my parents spoke French to me, especially my father. And I spoke French to my brothers, and teachers at school all address you in French. Creole is very, very interesting because the word Creole actually means mixture. And the reason it's even called that is because Creole really is a mixture of all of the languages that went through the island, went through the colony way back in the day. You know, because Haiti used to be the island that Haiti is on used to be a colony of Spain, of France, and, you know, there were even a lot of Portuguese that went through there. So Creole is really a combination of all those languages throughout the years, and it's also mixed in with whatever tribal language that the Africans brought over. Definitely French speakers will see the heavy French influence in Creole because the French were the most prominent colonizers of Haiti, which is why till this day Haiti speaks, you know, has French in their official languages. You can find direct French words in Haitian Creole, but at the end of the day, it's really a mixture. Creole definitely has a really important part in every Haitian's heart because it's what makes us feel Haitian. You know, speaking Creole makes us, even when I speak it, it makes me feel at home. Haiti is also very special in the sense that some people might know it's the first independent black country in the world, definitely on this hemisphere, that's for sure. But it's arguably even in the world, especially since colonial times. And Haiti has a really proud history, and every Haitian, no matter who they are, no matter what level of education, they all of them know this. And this is why people were always shocked when they meet certain Haitians, even though the person's may not be rich, or may not seem like he has much reason to, you know, be proud or anything. But Haitians have a lot of pride and a lot of self-worth in that sense, just because they can remind themselves of that.
I asked Sebastian if he ever noticed any tensions within Haiti in regards to the French Creole divide.
Some Haitians will actually try to have power plays over other Haitians just on the basis of, you know, French, the French language. Sometimes it'll be used, you know, you might not get a job because your French isn't as good. I was able to speak English at a young age because my mother is actually born in New York. My mom is Haitian. She's born of Haitian parents. Both her parents were Haitian, but she was born in New York and she grew up there. So she would speak English to us.
I wanted to know, why did Sebastian and his family leave Haiti?
Well, the country was having a lot of political issues when I was there. I think this was the time when President Aristide was being ousted and the level of insecurity just skyrocketed. People were burning tires in the streets. People were protesting. There was shooting. And there was just a lot of insecurity. And my parents had to make a hard choice, and we were forced to have to leave Haiti and go live in Florida.
After spending 2 years in Florida, Sebastian's family moved to Victoria, where they were one of the first Haitian families to move to Vancouver Island.
We are extremely thankful for the Francophone community, my family and I, because we really feel like they kind of welcomed us in many ways and allowed us to feel kind of a sense of family, you know, an automatic sense of family, a lot quicker than would happen if we were just, you know, trying to assimilate in, let's say, a Anglophone school, just because the Francophone community is already pretty tightly knit here, and everyone knows everyone, and that's something that we definitely know about. You know, Haiti, there's a lot of that. So we're very thankful to be able to be received in that way, you know, almost just on the basis of Francophone. We start from there, and then from there, you know, you connect and you have a little family.
To end our interview, I asked Sebastian what he would like Anglophones to know about the Francophone community here in Victoria.
I guess I think they should know that, you know, we stick together and we try to help each other.
My name is Kluani Buzareve, and you have been listening to a feature on the diversity of the Francophone community in Victoria, British Columbia. Thank you to my guests, Linda Bedouche, Denise Gagnon-Brenter, and Sébastien Vincent. This program was produced by CFUV 101.9 FM, Victoria's campus and community radio. Thank you to Liz MacArthur and CALS FM 107.9 in Victoria for production support. The production team would like to acknowledge the traditional unceded territories of the Coast Salish, in particular the Lekwungen and Wasanik peoples on whose territories this program was produced.
For more information on the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, which is an annual celebration in partnership with La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Community Radio Fund of Canada, and this station, visit www.ncra.ca/RVF.